You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. This is Justin from the Farsighted Network. I hope everybody's doing really well today. Here's a double shot of Ray Animator reviews, mostly because I wasn't able to keep up with her putting them out two in a couple days. So finally, I got a chance to put them together and put out one episode, a larger episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoy it. And please check out the other stuff going on farsightedblog.com and over at the Farsighted Network. We have a whole bunch of podcasts, a whole bunch of stuff, but no one's as cool as Rayanne. So listen to Rayanne and enjoy.
Welcome back to another episode of the Midweek Movie Review with The Groom. I'm Rayanne, and this is The Groom. And what movie did we watch?
We watched Sleepaway Camp 2, Unhappy Campers, because Chase wouldn't leave me alone until I actually watched this movie. Thank you, Chase. This movie was awesome. So this is directed by Michael Simpson, no relation to Homer, Marge, or any of the other ones. It also stars, which I didn't know until I looked it up, Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen's sister, daughter of Martin Sheen, as the one of the main characters, Molly. Tell us about the movie.
When was it released?
Oh, this was released in 1988, which makes it a wonderful traditional 80s slasher that I love so much.
So, the movie opens with a bunch of campers sitting around a fire telling urban legends, one of which involves a camp that was about 50 miles away from where they presently are, involving a camper who ended up slaughtering the entire camp pretty much, and then, surprise everyone, has a wiener. And this is a few years after the one kid sitting around the campfire kind of backs up the story saying his dad was a cop, he was there, this totally happened. Everything gets broken up and a female counselor comes out to walk the girl camper that's not supposed to be there, obviously, because it's a bunch of dudes and hormones. You can't mix them.
Teenagers.
As she's walking, we hear her call the counselor Angela, which then if you've seen the first movie, you kind of put two and two together. That's not really a spoiler. She's the killer, guys. Surprise. She is missing a vital part of herself because she had a surgery, but that's fine. So we follow Angela as she kind of picks and chooses which campers are good, which campers are bad, and dispatches the baddies by sending them home.
She's such a moral compass.
Oh, she's a complete moral compass. So we'll leave it there as to avoid any, I guess there's really, like, if you've seen the first one, like, what's really going to get spoiled for you? There's a bunch of unhappy campers.
That's why they use the title of the movie.
So,
first thing we're going to go into is, what did you like about the movie?
What did I like? I liked the methods of dispatch, because there were, like, anywhere from kind of like ho-hum to like fucking disgusting. There were a few that were just repulsive, particularly one with a latrine. And if you've ever been camping and or had to use a porta potty and you've ever looked into that, which is like looking into the actual bowels of hell, it's just repulsive and horrible and things of nightmares.
I didn't do as nice that they really didn't use the same kill twice.
Well, no, you can't
that
use
was,
the same
that
kill
was,
twice.
Well, no, some movies just do the same shit over and over.
Well, that's boring.
I can tell you I thoroughly enjoyed all the cheesy one-liners before, during, and after the kills. They were awesome. I laughed during this movie so much. Probably more than I should have. So incredibly inappropriately laughed at this entire movie.
Loudly.
It was so good. I had a great time.
Oh, I have a bonus. Like, I enjoyed the nod to Jason from Friday the 13th and Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
Oh, my bonus is it was wonderfully scored with glorious 80s rock.
Yes.
Hair band metal.
We had the subtitles up for some reason on the TV, so as the credits were rolling, just kind of like singing along to it?
Yes, I was.
And at the end of the credits, it's like, thanks for staying and watching the credits.
Which I thought was actually really cool.
Yeah, that was nice. I like to be thanked.
You know, it seemed like a just cheesy 80s rock hair metal band that made a song for this movie.
Yeah.
Just so absolutely delightful.
Oh, totally.
What did you not like about the movie?
I didn't like the acting so much on a lot of people.
It's my turn to pick
it was cat. Just horrible. And, like, there was a real weird scene in the bathroom when there's, like, two of the campers are trying to get it on, but it is, like, the most violent, uncoordinated getting it on I've ever seen, and it made me feel uncomfortable. Just like, what is he doing?
Weird.
Why is he doing that? Like,
and then they knock the comet over.
They knock the comet over? How are you going to clean that place later? Ya nasty. What did you dislike?
You kind of stole my thunder with that. I thought the act, like, mine kind of goes with the acting, but also, like, you can tell that the stunting wasn't done very well. Like, we saw, like, the one part where she falls, and it is the worst fall ever.
It's so weird. It's so slow.
You can tell, you can tell it was an actress trying not to hurt herself as she fell to the ground. And I think you saw that with a lot of... That movie was... There weren't, like, stunt people there. There weren't, like, you know... And sometimes you can appreciate the fact that actors or actresses do their own stunts, and there goes the cat. But it's kind of like... I feel like it would have been... Like, there's a scene... Where somebody falls, but it's a complete cutaway. You don't actually see them go back, and it's kind of like one of those things. Like, a little bit of, like, stunt work would have, like, put the movie over the top for me.
Or better camera angles, perhaps.
I mean, not even that. Like, you can tell, like, or something that gives the illusion of that the person actually fell down, you know, the mountain. But just the way they fell was unnatural. That's the only thing I really saw bad with this movie. So
maybe they were like, if I'm gonna break my nose, it's not gonna be on the set of Sleepaway Camp 2. Fuck that.
So how would you rank the movie?
I'd give it maybe like a 2 out of 5 because I did enjoy watching it, but it's not something I always want to watch. I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong, but it's not, like, on my top ends or anything. Don't flare your nostrils at me.
I will give this a 4 out of 5. And part of the reason why I wouldn't give it a 5 out of 5 is, yeah, it was funny. The kills were brutal. The acting was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an 80s slasher, so acting is always terrible in an 80s slasher. It was a quality slasher. It was an indie movie. So you kind of have, it's a kind of a, they did a lot with a low budget. But the stunt work and the acting kind of brought it down to a 4 for me. You know, it was scored beautifully, actually. I really think the score was great and the music selection was just on point. I actually Googled something in the middle of the movie, which is funny because I saw them use a cordless drill and I was like, when was the cordless drill invented? 1966. So, I was like, okay, it's fine.
Okay.
But, yeah, like, everything was, like, time appropriate. That's where I was going with this.
Oh.
Everything was time appropriate, which it was made in the late 80s, It never says that definitively when it was set.
You can tell by the hair.
But you can tell. Well, no, I'm saying, like, you can tell.
Yeah, you can totally tell.
Oh, speaking of hair, bonus, like, dude has a sweet mullet in this.
There's a few really...
Oh, my God.
Really extreme mullets. And also, like, the first one was meant to be scary. This one's meant to be more, like,
cheeky.
It's funny. It's mm-hmm. It's quirky. It's cheesy. It's mm-hmm. a B-movie.
It really embodies the B, what like a B movie is. It's gory, but it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And some of it's cheap humor, cheap, stupid humor, but you know what? I'm cheap and stupid. I love cheap and stupid, especially slasher. So it's not the best slasher, in my opinion, but it's right up there with one of my favorite ones, like that and Cry Wolf. And that's high praise from this guy.
Cry_Wolf
is one of my favorite movies. And this is really up there with it. So I'm actually very happy. Now I'm tempted to actually dive a little further into these because 3 is also on Prime. So we watched it on, speaking of where you can find it, we watched it on Amazon Prime Video. We also ordered the physical DVD, and that didn't work out for some... Or no, you bought the physical DVD somewhere, and something happened with
Shout out to Second and Charles.
Yeah, like you're telling us a bogus DVD. But yeah, we couldn't play it in my Xbox on any of the computers. So we were like, whatever. It came out on Amazon Prime. Chase wouldn't leave me alone until I watched this movie, so... You're welcome.
So, and yeah. Thank you. Available on streaming platforms as well as physical copy. Hashtag non-spawns.
Yeah.
Wish you would. But, yeah. So, have you guys seen this movie? What did you think about this movie? Did you like this or the original better? Did you maybe like 3 better? Let us know.
Should I watch 3?
Should we watch 3? Because we're probably going to watch 3. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. I'd love to have you. Leave a like on the video if you did like it. Or you could like it even if you didn't like it. Please don't forget to hit the bell for all notifications of my further uploads and live streams. You can also find me on Facebook at Reanimator Reviews and Instagram and Twitter at Reanimator. You can also find our reviews or my reviews in podcast form via the Farsighted Network through iTunes.
You can find me, wonderful cat face person. You can find me on Twitter at RepeatGroomRay. You can also follow me on Twitch. Me and my hilarious friends divulge into the world of gaming at RepeatRayAnimator. Follow me. I'd love to have you. We have lots of fun. And the cat just won't give up.
If you'd like to see more cat pictures, also please like the video.
If you follow her on Twitter, you will see cat pictures.
Well, no, if you follow me on Instagram, that's like my entire Instagram. So, all right. What did she say at the end?
What is it? Good night?
Sleep tight, campers! Welcome to Reanimator Reviews. I'm going to talk about Murder Party, which I literally just watched on Netflix. I'll find out if it's available on any other streaming platforms or in physical copy down below, as usual. Also, the details about the movie will also be down in the description if you want to check that out. The movie opened with a seemingly lonely guy walking along getting ready for Halloween night when a invitation kind of like blows up at him. He opens it up and I couldn't really tell what it said inside, obvious reasons, but it is the invitation to a murder party from a really unknown source, and dude decides maybe this would be a good idea. He does go home. Someone smashed his pumpkin, so instead of being really sad about it, he ended up making a pumpkin bread, which was cool. I liked his take on that. And then he had rented a bunch of videotapes, so his cat wouldn't get out of his chair. We don't know what that's like. That ends up kind of being the final, you know, part of his decision-making in going to this party. It looks as though he had just moved in, so he had a lot of cardboard boxes and fashioned himself an actually pretty decent night costume out of said boxes and duct tape, which is one of the best substances in the world. He follows the directions to the party. There's a lot of funny stuff that happens on the way. You kind of get this feeling that he's a loner and he's pretty meek and maybe won't stand up for himself in a lot of situations. He's a little scared of his surroundings. He shows up to the party in a weird warehouse. A bunch of people wearing random costumes, of course, are there. Then they start to panic, like, oh, cover your face. So they're pretty much the murderers, and they invited him to their murder party. So after a very unfortunate death that kind of made me think of Dale and Tucker versus Evil with one of the murderers, they then tie him to a chair as to not let him get away, make it a little easier for them to murder him. And all the while they're waiting for some random dude named Alexander. Without spoiling too much, we find out that all the guilty parties involved are your stereotypical artist douchebags that are all competing. They're all in the same collective. They all think that their art is better than the other person's art, and they're, of course, you know, we all know someone like that. So, spoiler free, won't go into it any farther. What did I like about this movie? I liked that this definitely doesn't go the way you think it's going to go. There's some weird stuff thrown in there. There's some truth serum drugs that you find out a lot of interesting stuff. I liked the gore a whole lot. I thought it was really believable. I thought they did a really good job on that. Awesome. I liked the guy in the night costume. I don't know that they ever actually revealed his name. I don't remember. But I liked his character development over, you know, the course of the movie. And he's not the typical, I don't even know if I'd say hero, but just survivor. My dislikes. Some of the pacing in the movie seemed like it took a little longer than it really needed to. So it was, I've got a short attention span. It was hard for me to try to stay with it. It felt like a chore at some points. Maybe a bunch of it could have been cut out to kind of like get to where it's going. We don't need all this backstory, all this truth or dare stuff. That's fine. It could have been worse. I've seen movies with a lot worse pacing with like 30 minutes that could have been cut out. So that's not that bad. I'd probably give this movie like a 3 out of 5. I thought it was a good story. I really liked that the characters were believable. I liked that the one antagonist is like really into the other antagonist and will like drag his ass across the world even after some things have happened for her, which was really interesting. It was a solid movie. I feel like the soundtrack was good. I feel like the way things progressed was good. I'd recommend it. Like I said, I found this on Netflix, and we'll post more details down below, like the director, the release year, everything like that. But I think you guys should give it a check out. It's worth it. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to the channel. I'd love to have you. Please hit the like. Leave a comment with your thoughts on the movie. Have you seen this movie? What did you think? Did you, like, kind of commiserate with the main character like I did? I really loved the pushing point for him to go to this freaking party was the cat sitting in his chair. And he's like, Sir Lancelot, please move. And the cat's just like, Sir Lancelot, please move. Okay, fine. And he leaves. And it's like, yeah, that's actually how everyone with a cat talks to their cat, because they really do rule the house. But anyways, hit the bell for all notifications of my further uploads and live streams. You can also find me on Facebook at Reanimator Reviews and Twitter and Instagram at Reanimator. And enjoy Murder Party.